Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari says government to invest 10 lakh crore rupees in highway development over the next 2 years with special focus on the Northeast. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah praises transformative changes in India's cooperative sector. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal urges industry stakeholders to embrace sustainability and set global benchmarks. And Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia appeals youth to imbibe inspiration from Bhimrao Ambedkar's vision. Now the news in detail. Government is planning to invest 10 lakh crore rupees over the next 2 years to strengthen highways across the country with special focus on the northeast and border areas. In an interview to a news agency, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said the centre is working to transform the country's infrastructure drastically in the next 2 years so that it matches the best in the world. He asserted the government is planning to take up projects to enhance infrastructure in the northeast where roads will rival those in the United States. The minister said there is an urgent need to augment the road infrastructure in the northeast given its difficult terrain and proximity to borders with several countries. He said 784 highway projects will be implemented in the eastern states at an estimated cost of over 3,70,000 crore rupees, covering more than 21,300 kilometers. Among them are projects of Road Transport and Highways Ministry, the National Highways Authority of India, and the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited. Mr. Gadkari asserted that in the Northeast, the government is working on projects worth about 1 lakh crore rupees this year itself. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah praised the transformative changes in India's cooperative sector since the Modi government created the Ministry of Cooperation. Addressing a state-level cooperative conference in Bhopal, Mr. Shah emphasized how the government integrated rural development, agriculture and animal husbandry under a unified approach for the first time in India's history. He highlighted the central government's role in standardizing cooperative rules with all states adopting the model bylaws. Mr. Shah noted that this had revitalized the sector with cooperative banks now expanding beyond short-term agricultural finance.
को पुनर्जीवित करना, डेयरी क्षेत्र का बढ़ावा करना, उत्पादन के क्षेत्र में सहकारिता को ले जाना, अर्बन कोऑपरेटिव बैंक, डिस्ट्रिक्ट कोऑपरेटिव बैंक और ग्रामीण बैंकों के सुचारू व्यवस्थापन करना, ये सारा काम कैसे हो सकता है? सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने सबसे पहला काम किया प्राइमरी सोसाइटी जो प्राइमरी एग्रीकल्चर सोसाइटी के नाम से जानी जाती है इसके लिए एक मॉडल बायलॉज बनाए और मॉडल बायलॉज को सभी राज्य सरकारों को भेजा.
Mr. Shah noted the growing role of PACS, which now operate in over 20 states, offering services beyond agricultural finance, including selling medicines and distributing water. He said through seed, organic and export cooperatives, farmers are receiving fair prices and direct payments into their bank accounts. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has urged industry stakeholders to embrace sustainability and set global benchmarks. Addressing the inaugural Vibrant BuildCon 2025 in New Delhi today, the Union Minister asked the stakeholders to reduce import dependency, focus on clean and green construction, and work towards earthquake-resistant and modular infrastructure. The minister also highlighted India's growing strength in the construction ecosystem, from global capability centers to domestic manufacturing under Make in India.
Each one of us has to contribute to Viksit Bharat 2047. And to help realize these dreams, we have to adopt the best practice. We have to be sustainable, achieve net zero targets. We have to be energy efficient. We have to reduce pollution levels, focus on clean cities, clean environment, renewable energy in our buildings, earthquake-proof construction. We have to build marvels in India.
Vibrant BuildCon 2025 is the largest building material and construction expo in India, featuring over 250 exhibitors, more than 50,000 domestic visitors and around 700 international buyers at the Yashobhoomi Convention Centre, New Delhi. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, today appealed to the youth to imbibe inspiration from Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar's vision of equality, justice and fraternity to build the developed India. Dr. Mandavia was addressing youth and volunteers of My Bharat at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna before flagging off the Jai Bhim Yatra organized by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. He said the youth of the country must respect and adhere to the spirit of the Indian Constitution.
देश के युवा इस कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन के रास्ते पे आगे बढ़ के संविधान को सम्मान करते हुए विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य को साकार करें इस दिशा में आज का अवसर एक प्रेरणा का अवसर है
Dr. Mandavia urged the youth to follow the Panch Pran suggested by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the ramparts of Lal Kila Fort. He said it shows the pathway to Viksit Bharat. The Union Minister said it is necessary to take pride in our roots moving forward with unity and inculcate the spirit of nation first with a focus on a sense of duty and responsibility among Indian citizens. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Marking the beginning of the Holy Week, Christians across the globe are observing Palm Sunday today, commemorating the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Various churches across Nagaland are holding special Palm Sunday services, with believers participating in the Palm Sunday procession and offering prayers for a congenial and a peaceful atmosphere to prevail in the society. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio and Deputy Chief Minister Wai Paton has extended wishes for a blessed Sunday to the people of the state. As the Holy Week begins, Mr. Rio expressed hope that the grace of Jesus inspire us, his example guide us, and our hearts will be renewed with hope, purpose and peace. While Mr. Paton hoped that our hearts be steered by Christ's love and his example of humility and obedience to the will of God. The Deputy Chief Minister wished that the day strengthen our faith and renew our commitment to live by the values he embodied, mercy, forgiveness and grace. The Tsungiki Pilimi Doyang Union TPDU marked its 25th anniversary with a grand community fishing event held at Jendong Iju or Tsutsuye on the banks of the Doyang River Woka yesterday. This milestone celebration was jointly organized by Tsungiki Village of Woka District and Pilimi Village of Zuneboto District, highlighting the rich legacy of community fishing, a tradition that has been practiced for over a century. Officially formed in the year 2000, TPDU has played a pivotal role in promoting brotherhood and preserving the tradition of community fishing among the two communities. Gracing the event as special guest, Secretary of the Nagaland Government Register Class 1 Contractor Union, Abel P. Shohe, commended the TPDU leadership for their dedicated efforts in fostering community fishing practices. He elaborated on the inclusive and unifying nature of this tradition, emphasizing how it fosters friendship, togetherness and cooperation, not just between the two villages, but also among neighboring communities. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the eve of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a message, the president said that his inspiring life, Baba Saheb, created a distinct identity of his own despite facing extreme difficulties and earned respect around the world with his extraordinary achievements. The president described Baba Saheb as a man of prodigious abilities and a multifaceted personality, highlighting that he was an economist, educationist, jurist, and a great social reformer. She said that Baba Saheb was an ardent advocate of an egalitarian society and he waged a lifelong struggle for economic and social rights of women and deprived classes. President Murmu emphasized that Baba Saheb considered education as an important tool for social change and empowerment of the downtrodden. The president further added that his contributions across various fields will continue to inspire future generations. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari says government to invest 10 lakh crore rupees in highway development over the next 2 years with special focus on the northeast. Union Home and Cooperative Minister Amit Shah praises transformative changes in India's cooperative sector. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal urges industry stakeholders to embrace sustainability and set global benchmarks. And Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia appeals youth to imbibe inspiration from Bhimrao Ambedkar's vision. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.